All right, enough of the ridiculousness. Let's bring in somebody that knows what he's talking about, and that's going to be Craig Bolanos. He's the CEO of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on.
Hey, Scott, come on. It's not 50 times. Maybe it's just 6 rate cuts. No, but the truth is, all we needed was an upgrade of Apple computer to get this market to retest the old highs. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit of tech in there. I agree with you. The upgrade of Apple helped. And also, Bostic came on and moved his rate cut expectations a tad sooner. I think that also gave it a little bit of a boost, too. So, I mean, whatever. You know what? There is a chance they raise them. I'm just saying that. I'm in the camp of nothing, but I can see them cutting once or twice. But depending on how this data comes in, I mean, it's so crazy. I think it's going to be harder for them to cut if they keep getting data like we've seen.
Well, yeah, that's why you have me on the show. I'm kind of an in-between counterbalance. Again, I've said for 2 full months now, no way we get 6. I think we get 2. And you can't possibly, in your right mind, give me any rate cuts starting for spring break. Come on, the data is all too hot. And I think the reality is maybe we trade the way we normally trade in the seasonality of these election years, where we're affectionately stuck in the mud. And then once we get into the fourth quarter, we get the rally. But at the end of the day, what I think about right now is there's going to be some big air pockets. There's going to be some downdrafts. And I do worry with a market that's just a little bit complacent, a little bit too comme-ci, comme-ça, some bad earnings, some economic growth scares, a little bit of a geopolitical surprise. It could be a pretty good dip, and I still think it's going to have to get bought because I think we'll rip thereafter.
Well, we'll rip thereafter if we have a dip like that because they'll cut rates because of the dip. I mean, look, and I'm glad you brought it up. I don't care who you are, but I've been doing it a long time too. And usually the Fed stays out of it during the year of an election. But this year, they're not. This year is not going to be that year. So they're going to be cutting.
They pay attention to the wealth effect. That's exactly right. They pay attention to the wealth effect. I mean, how else could you explain the release of that Fed data at the tail end of last year?
Absolutely.
I mean, get it out in front of the election? No. I mean, I said on your TV show, and I back it, I think the Fed is really paying much more attention to the wealth effect. They are no longer completely agnostic. That doesn't make them bad people. It just means it's my interpretation, but it's the markets as well.
Well, yeah, and I would say that all of the three-letter groups in Washington have become politicized, CIA, DOJ, FBI, you know, CDC. And then I'll throw the other three-letter word in there, the FED, right? I think that they're politicized as well. And that's my three-letter word for the Federal Reserve. But, I get it. It doesn't bother me, you know. It's kind of like electric vehicles. They don't bother me. What bothers me is you make me have one, right? I'm nothing against them. But this idea that they're going to be able to be agnostic this year and not, you know, get involved, that's why I say, even though I think if the data still comes in like it's been coming in, they'll cut a couple times because it's an election year.
No, and eventually, the fears that we had of 22 and what could have been 2023, those are eventually coming because unless my Bloomberg terminal is wrong, we still have an inverted yield curve. And Scott, hasn't an inverted yield curve just signaled every recession to come in the past? But what people get confused about is markets continue to rally for longer periods of time during those inversions because everyone gets to banter about, oh, somehow this time it's different. So remember, the trend is your friend. Don't fight the Fed and enjoy the rally while it lasts. But just as you and I talked last week, you've got balanced investors, retirees, people whose 60-40 portfolio is now 75-25 because the rally in equities. Get that thing rebalanced today, Friday, into strength because you don't want to get over your skis.
You know, I help my family run their money, and I'll be brutally honest. We went 50-50 the last time we had a downswing, you know, in 2023. And we took the the 1 or 2 year at 5 or 5.25% for the other half. And I'm not upset about that. Yeah, did we miss the rally towards the end of the year? Yeah, we did. But you know what? We got a 5% guaranteed, and we didn't have to lose sleep. We were still invested 50% in the market, right? But it's just you know, 10 out of 10 times I'll do that, and I think I'll be right 8 out of 10 times, you know?
Well, and that's probably, like a lot of Americans, people who have made their own money, you get a little bit more concerned about the return of your money.
Right.
Capital preservation than the return on the money. But why I say again that any of these air pockets that develop, which again, I want to make sure I go on record, might be a little bit more than people anticipate, I don't think it's all doom and gloom because the credit spreads aren't telling me that there's some lasting downturn that's going to occur. Again, I still think the bond money is the smart money in the market. I mean, kind of like those credit spreads have widened out, you know, last summer, and then we crapped out. Then they got tight in October. Go figure, the market rallied. I just think it's a good indicator. And right now, the credit spreads are telling me, hey, we're kind of going to be okay, so buy the dip because it's going to rip, the Fed's going to support, and life goes on. Remember, Apple got upgraded, so the Mr. Market's happy.
Right, and they took back what that guy said, you know, over the new year. I remember there was one analyst that came out negative Apple, and everybody got really worried about it, but that's in the rearview mirror, that's for sure now, and you've been fantastic coming on. I'll tell you that right now, the 10-year yield's still ticking up, 4.15 right now. We'll see what those bond guys want to do, but I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much.
You got it, Scott. Let's hope we don't go over 4.25. Make it a great Friday.
All right. Have a great weekend, Craig. Thanks for coming on. Craig Bolano, CEO of the Wealth Manager Group in Chicago. We're going to go away. Got to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.